Day 258, or September the 15th. Have you lost your focus? Our thoughts today come from Micah chapter 3, verse 11. Her leaders judge for a bribe, her priests teach for a price, and her prophets tell fortunes for money. Yet they look for the Lord's support and say, "Is not the Lord among us? No disaster will come upon us." Now the big picture surrounding this verse. After Micah has condemned the leadership and prophets of his day for seriously straying away from God's pathway, he then gives them a glimpse of the restoration to come. God isn't just the God of judgment, he is the God of restoration as well. And now our action step for today. Micah looks at his fellow countrymen and women and condemns them for losing their focus. The leaders are focusing on money instead of God. I hasten to add that making money is not wrong, but when that is all that your life has become, then it's time to check your focus and change. In the 21st century, no matter which chief executive is interviewed for their comments about company performance, the bottom line is always, "This is how much profit we've made." I realize that there must be profits, but when that is all that matters, we need to refocus. The Apostle Paul was right when he said, "For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, and some people, craving money, have wandered from the true faith and pierced themselves with many sorrows." You can find this in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. I've had some interesting conversations with fellow believers about giving and tithing, and we fall into two camps, those who say, "I cannot afford to give a tenth," and those who say, "Isn't God good to let me keep nine-tenths?" Micah's listeners had lost focus, and it cost them dearly. Ask yourself today, why are you doing what you're doing? What is your aim in life? After all, the only route to true happiness is to follow the words of Jesus. Seek first the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. You can find this in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33.